This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Garrison Building Supply, and Dana Cox here with Umpqua Valley Gymnastics. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks, Kyle, for having me.
You know, we were talking right before we went on here. It's been a while since you've been in, and it's been a while since you've had one of these gymnastic meets to talk about.
It sure has. The last time we got the opportunity to host teams from around the state of Oregon was February of 2020, right before everything kind of fell apart.
Wow. And you're back at it again. Tell us what's going on this weekend.
So this Saturday, we get to host our annual Harvest Invitational out at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. It's a little bit smaller meet than we've had in years past, but we're excited to go live and actually have our local gymnasts compete with gyms from around the state.
And what's the age range for these kids?
Oh boy. So the levels of competition are really more what we're looking at here. We've got levels 5 and 4. So 5 will be the top kids. They're going to go at 10 o'clock. And then levels 2 and 3 are going to start at 1:30. It's really not an age thing. It's a skill thing.
And a lot of these kids work on this for years, though, right?
They do. All the girls that are on team have been doing this for at least 18 months before they ever even got on the team.
Wow. So what are some of the other places the teams are coming from?
Well, we've got a team from south of us all the way down in Klamath Falls. So Klamath Gymnastics is going to come up. Also from Medford, America's Best Kids. And then some Portland area teams. So Gymnastics Northwest out of Wilsonville, the Gymnist out of Hillsboro, and Westside Gymnastics out of Portland.
How many hours a day do kids spend if they're really hardcore on gymnastics?
The girls that are going to be at this meet, they spend days at practice, more of the weekdays than not, and I think most of them are there for like 2 to 3 hours each day doing practice. So it's definitely a lot of dedication. And this is not a seasonal sport. It's a year-round sport.
Wow. And apparently it takes some parents behind the scenes and a lot of people to make it all happen.
It sure does. And this year we have extra community support, which we're very grateful for. The meet is going to be set up, run, and taken down by parent volunteers and a few other volunteers from around the community. And then it actually takes a fair amount of money to be able to rent the building and have all the equipment for the gym. This year, we have some big sponsors that have really stepped up. Our new director of the gym, Michelle McGuire, had the idea of asking the community to further support the gym. It's a really great place for kids to grow and learn in their physical abilities and their self-confidence. The business partners I'd like to recognize, they're big ones: Centennial Orthopedics and Podiatry, Lemert Orthodontics, Klein Chiropractic, Master Care Cleaning, our local Coca-Cola and Pepsi bottlers also are big contributors to our gym.
Wow. So what's it feel like to do one of these again?
I'm really excited for the girls. It's been a long time where us as parents, we haven't been able to see our girls perform, and it's going to be really cool. They even have new leotards this year.
Wow. And how many years have you been involved with all this?
Oh, a little over 6 years. My daughter's a sophomore in high school, and she's going to help run the meet this year because the older girls are not going to get to compete this time.
So for people who come out, what's the admission cost on Saturday?
So we are a nonprofit organization, so all the money goes to help put on the meet and then support us in buying new equipment for the gym. The cost for admission is $10 per person, with kids ages 6 to 10 being $5, and age 5 and under are free. The doors will open at 9, and the first competition is going to start at 10 a.m. Those will be the older girls, the higher skill level. And then at 1:30, we'll have the level 2s and 3s.
And if people want to find out more about Umpqua Valley Gymnastics, where do you guys meet?
So our gym is located behind Ross Dress for Less, and soon to be the new location of Grocery Outlet in the shopping center. And we're open Monday through Friday for classes. We've been growing, and we actually have over 300 gymnasts in classes. We have everything from mom and me classes with little tots all the way up to high schoolers. We also have a really robust website. It's www.umpquavalleygymnastics.org. It's got all kinds of great information and pricing on there for you. And we're also on Facebook.
So what kinds of things can kids learn doing gymnastics other than just the competitive side?
They really learn about persistence and dedication. My daughter is a sophomore in high school, and I am absolutely positive that her discipline that she's learned, her persistence in trying and trying and trying until she overcomes her challenges, has really helped her not just become a good gymnast, but also a great student.
Now again, what time is the event on Saturday?
So doors open again at 9 a.m., the first competition at 10, and then the second competition round will go at 1:30. We will have concessions out there and raffle going on to help raise money for the gym, as well as doing custom-made t-shirts.
Neat. All right, anything else people ought to know?
We'd really love to have you come out. Masks are required at our event. It's a requirement by USA Gymnastics. So please come out and support the local gymnasts. I know there hasn't been a lot to go out and do and see lately, but this is going to be a great event.
All right, Dana Cox from Umpqua Valley Gymnastics. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:37 on the Morning Conversation.